everybody. My name's Adam Cook, and welcome to the God is a Geek podcast, number 445. And I am joined by, returning from last week, Christopher Hyde. Hello, Chris.
Hello, buddy. How are you, mate? You all right?
Yeah, man. For once, I knew what, you know, which Chris I was talking to, because you're the only Chris right now.
And I'm the only one that was here last week from everyone else, so I knew you were coming to me first. So I wasn't like stunned silence or anything, so that was good.
Don't spoil it.
No one knows who else is here.
They do if they've read the description, and they can sort of hear one of them chortling there. But before we get to him, I was going to say returning from the wilderness, but if I say that, I've got nothing to say for the next guy. But returning from a couple of weeks away, busy life, Adam Carroll. Do you know
what I mean? How are we?
Alive.
Okay.
We're here. Yeah.
We're here. Yeah, 2 weeks I was out. I missed the pod. I really did. But who would have thunk that buying a house during a pandemic would be stressful?
Me. And I would.
Like, wow. Wow and all that. But anyway, that's a story for another day.
We are, though. We are. It is maybe a story for a podcast about podcasters. But we are back to the full complement of four people here. But I did say there's no Chris's, which means truly back from the wilderness. It's only bloody Mick Fraser. All right, Mick.
Hello. How are you? All right. Yeah,
I'm good, mate. You?
Not so bad. You let me out of the cage.
You're in your own self-imposed cage, mate. You don't make me out to be some sort of deviant fiend that puts people in cages and prods them for sexual
fun. I don't need to make you out to be that.
Oh. No, that's fair also.
People draw their own conclusions, mate.
They do. I'm gonna start with a very British thing and say that, my God, is it hot here? Is it just me that's
all right,
today?
Okay.
No, it's suddenly hot right here as well.
Like unbearably so, like when we've had nothing but torrential dog shit
rain.
That's what I have right now.
Just heat.
Okay, well, can we have some? No, actually,
it is ridiculous. Like, just like you go from like weeks of like rain and hail and just awful shite grey to then, what's this?
Awful shite grey. Is that a...
Yeah. That's the technical, you know,
we just
Met Office term that is.
For is the that weather. What it is? Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
I just assumed we weren't getting summer.
No, we're getting the summer. We're getting the summer, mate, this time.
Do you guys do okay in heat, though? Like,
Nope, not at all.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. Obviously... I've got way too much skin for the heat.
Much skin.
Yeah, no, he's. I'm with him. I'm one of these awful bastards who
it's too
gets
much
really
you,
annoyed
man.
When it's non-stop rain because I can't go and chill out outside. And then when it's really hot, I get really annoyed because I can't go and chill out outside. And everywhere's hot and I'm sweaty. And
you'll be a nightmare on holidays.
No, it's different. No, that's unfair. That is
different
unfair.
Kind of heat.
It's a different kind of heat, Chris Hyde. I've been to many a country and not felt this way, except for Cyprus, where I will say I did not know that the world could be as warm as it was there. Because that was, believe it or not, nearly 20 years ago. That was on my honeymoon. Mm-hmm. And we landed fairly late. Like, the it was just starting to get, you know, it wasn't full sunlight anymore. And we got off the plane, and I remember going, God, these planes give off some heat, don't they? Getting onto an air-conditioned bus to our all-inclusive hotel, aircon whacked up. Then the next morning, should we go out? We should go out. I know it's honeymoon. We should leave the room, opening the door, and going. Oh my God, this is not normal. And I actually did this thing where we bought ice creams and they sort of melted as you walked around the corner.
Yeah,
and that really happened. But video games. This is going to be an interesting one. This isn't the reason Mick's here, but Mick has finished Biomutant. I've played it. Adam and Chris, I wonder what they think of it. Have at it, Mick, I would say, really. Oh, but sorry, before you do, Philip Tyndall says, evening all, we are live. If you're watching or listening later, we are live. Go to godisgeek.com, go to the YouTube channel, and you'll see it. Yeah, Biomutant.
Biomutant. What do you want to know? It's all right, isn't it? You've played it a bit, didn't you? I don't like it at all,
but go on.
No.
We'll get to that.
I think I like it more than a lot of people, I think, actually, for the consensus now. Because I never read reviews until a little while after mine's been published, because I get that weird creative shyness. But then I have been looking at it, and I thought I was going to be scoring it lower than others, and I've scored it higher than a lot of people. A lot of people really don't like it very much, but I do. It's all right. It's a decent game. It's not. It's nothing special. I mean,
it's a debate to be had.
It's not. It's nothing special. But was this leading up to be something special?
I think it was overhyped, like a lot of things are. Then they didn't do themselves any favors with some of the stuff, the developers. Is it Experiment 101?
Yeah.
I don't think they did themselves favors with some of the things they were saying pre-release. You know,
see,
when they're saying,
"Are
we
this?"
Until close too. But you know, they were saying things like, the combat is inspired by like Devil May Cry, and the world's inspired by Breath of the Wild, which that it clearly is inspired by Breath of the Wild.
Man, like if they took lessons from Breath of the Wild, I'm just going to say with no ill intentions, because I can't make a game, and fair fucks to them for doing it, but they took the wrong lessons. Because
the thing
Breath of the Wild does better than any game is. It shuts up. It leaves you alone. It even takes the music away, so you might just hear the ding, 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 but that'll be it. Mm. Whereas this is like persistently on you. That narrator. Yeah. We'll get to the narrator.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but you're right. It does take the wrong lessons from Breath of the Wild. I mean, I was sitting there, and it got to a point in the game where, and I didn't know there was a glider. Right, I didn't know that because I hadn't watched a lot of the trailers.
Right.
So all of a sudden, it gave me a glider, and I thought, okay, so this is suddenly now it wants me to jump off this plateau, if you will. And then like I played a bit more, and then you realize that the bulk of the game is going to be you taking on four big beasts in four corners of the map, and it's all, and I thought it's a little bit, and I know that Immortals Fenyx Rising did something similar where that was very Breath of the Wild, but they did
is more Breath of the Wild than this, I will say. Like,
if
we're gonna throw that out there, like, and I don't mean in a good or bad way, I mean in terms of they just went, that did really well, we'll do exactly that. Immortals did do that.
Yeah, it did, and Biomutant didn't do exactly that, but it does take enough from it that it's noticeable, and it's noticeable in a way that you go, I can see where they're trying to, but they're not getting there. Like, and I got that with Biomutant for nearly all of the game. Every element that I thought, I've seen that elsewhere, but they haven't quite done it right. Like, the combat wasn't quite there. The crafting I liked, but like the loot looks really good in the game. Like, there's tons of it, and I love looters and all that, and I got hooked on the, you know, opening the containers and getting the shiny loot. But even the loot you get to a point where you just don't need any of it because the game's so easy. Like, I never, ever, as Adam will tell you, I never put the difficulty up on anything. If anything, I ram it down straight away. In Biomutant, I had to put the difficulty up to hard because I just wasn't getting enough out of it towards the end of the game, especially sort of when I'd finished the campaign and I thought, I'll go around the map and mop stuff up. And to be honest, I just got really bored after I started doing that because whatever challenge was there, gone. So yeah, but at the same time, I mean, it took me 33 hours to finish the campaign because I pissed around a lot with the side stuff. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed it. At no point did I think, I've had enough of this, I want to stop. But when I'd finished the campaign, there was nothing saying, crack on. You know, you finish some games, you're like, Ghost of Tsushima, I just wanted to go and finish everything. I didn't with this. I was done. And I haven't been back. I admit, I haven't been back since.
I think the biggest problem for me, and this, like, I don't know whether to commend or not for this, but for me, this game overreaches. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I've been thinking about it a lot because I was genuine. I would say on equal levels with you, Mick, in terms of how much I wanted this game to be more. Like, you know, you gave it 7, but I feel like you wanted it. I want every game to be a 10. Do you know what I mean? Like, of course you do. I feel like so there's something missing, like with the combat. And I was looking up stuff today, and I haven't played it for probably about a week, if I'm honest with you. I don't think it's got rumble feedback, has it? Or if it has, it's very low because there's something missing.
I don't think it's got any feedback.
That's what I mean.
That was my biggest gripe with the combat. There was nothing in it.
Yeah, and I've seen like other developers saying, I'm not using Rumble in my game either. And like the thing is I get it if it's a thing of you don't like Rumble, but I feel like if you're making a game of certainly of this scale where you're going to spend 30 hours on it, you need to find another way then. If you're going to say we can't implement Rumble, we don't want to, whatever it is, or we don't want, whatever it is, like, this is what playtesting's for, isn't it? Like, for someone goes, Great looking, by the way, great looking game. The sound's fine. Like, I don't like the narrator, but it's not like bad voice acting. It's the direction is what it is. But I do feel like the combat, which is the thing you do the most, I guess, really, is like so lacking for me. And I think whether you like this game or not, like Mick likes it and I don't, I think it will be about how you accept that or you don't. Whether, like, you know, like whether you can go, no, it is what it is, or whether it's like, no, this is not for me. And for me, I just was like, and I think on top of all of that, the kind of, the thing I've learned, I can't think of another way of saying it other than like it's baby speak, but the narration is like,
oh god.
If anyone's seen the Rick and Morty episode where they talk about the before four, it's that all the time, like, you know, in the before four with the chocolate sausages and the dinky donkey winky wonky and all that stuff, right? And for me, I can take that if it's intended to be funny or if it's poking fun at itself. But I didn't find this game funny. Especially when, like, the way you... it's quite inventive, like, the way you mark fast travel points. Like, you find a new fast travel point and he just wheeze on it because he's an animal, a literal animal. And I think that's quite inventive and a kind of a funny thing to do maybe once. But then...
Yeah, I chuckled the first time.
Exactly that. And then I was done. But and like, I guess they're not going to animate it differently. They're a small studio, but there's just something. Like, I feel like this game tries to do so much, and I really do think it's worth commending. And I think artistically, I really like how it looks. I think it's so nice to see a game so colourful and vibrant. But I feel like apart from that, everything it tries to achieve, it just, I feel really bad for this. I don't think it does it very, very well. Like, the combat to me is the biggest one. Like, you just need to strafe around everyone shooting them. Like, I don't know if that changes as you get into it, Mick.
Every single fight for the entire game, I just circle strafed and shot them every time.
Now, is that a class thing when you pick your class? Like, did we both get unlucky?
In fact, I was using melee and my abilities purposefully to...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do.
No, well, there's you've got commando and you've got thing like, so, and because I was saboteur, but the class only matters right at the start, and then you can do whatever you want after that. So the perks that you get are attributed to your class. A lot of saboteur can, like, you increase movement and you increase damage with, I think, dual wielding swords or whatever. But no, after a while, plus I tossed away the dual wield swords because I found a sword that did like 8 times the damage and then never had to change it ever, like, for the rest of the game.
Even the menus, I just didn't have to change. For those people who are watching now, like, you can see on the screen, like, there's left and right on the D-pad to change your ranged or your close weapon. Right, pressing up gives you like your quick item thing. And I felt like, why are there like...
That never worked.
Well, why are there 6 of the same icons for 6 completely different healing things? And like, none of them, I don't know, it feels like it doesn't slow time down when you do that, but also it kind of does, and I'm not sure. And I feel like there's so much that I feel unsure about when I'm playing it. And maybe, you know, if I played, like, you know, the Psy powers or whatever they're called, like, everyone I found seemed to be the same. You dash and leave behind either a chemical burn or a fire burn, or sort of blink, I guess, like in Dishonored or whatever it is. And, like, again, I don't hate it. I'm not here to say, like, oh, I hate this game. Wow. I don't hate it. I'm just kind of disappointed because there's so much. It's close for me. Like, if they got the combat right, I'd be right there with you on the 7. I really would.
I mean, a lot of the way I review games is based on if I had fun with it. So, like, you know, yes. I can, you know, and I did point out a lot of the flaws in the review. Probably the reason it bumped up, because I did float around 6, 6.5 with the score for a while. What bumped up to 7 was the ambition, because I know you can go one of two ways. You could say, well, ambition's one thing, but if you can't back it up, then you shouldn't be doing it. But on the other hand, I can't knock a relatively small studio for just fucking going for it. Like, they went for it. At some point, I said it in the review, there must have been a brainstorming session where they just hid the board rubbers and everything that anyone thought of made it into the game. And I do think there probably would have been times when somebody on the development team would have gone, should we really try and push this in? And someone else went, yes, put it in. Like, and I don't think they held back at all. And I think, but I don't think they knew, no, that's not how to phrase it. I think they thought they had something better than they actually had.
The trailers make it look. It's one of those games where I feel like anyone watching the footage, and like in chat, we've just had someone say Thomas K say it certainly looks pretty. And yeah, it does.
It does.
It absolutely does. But I feel like the issue is, it's you can't really get across game feel in a video. Like you know the video on screen right now is like one of the fort things where you have to go in, and it, like it's just really weird. Like here's the second line of defense, and it's three guys. So you beat them down. But like for me, again personally speaking, the beating down part of them. Was not, and you can see on the screen, like, so it tells you there's a sniper up there, and you've got to get rid of him. So I'm thinking, well, I'll just smash it to pieces. So I've spent time trying to knock the pole down, and then realised that that's not going to do anything. You have to go and engage with these three enemies, and then something will happen. And that's exactly what it was. I don't know if I think the DMC thing's interesting because I think it thinks it's DMC. Mm. Like there are combos you unlock and stuff, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, they spent a lot of time with slow motion animation. I mean, nearly everything is a slow motion animation. To the point where it gets really annoying after a while, because every enemy you kill, you get a little slow motion thing, and then quite often it gets in its own way. So you'll be fighting one enemy, and something that you've cast, some spell you've launched, or whatever they're called, psionic ability, will be blocked. You can't see behind it what's coming. An enemy will just come charging through it all of a sudden, or the screen will slow down, and you'll think, but then the camera will turn, and all of a sudden, when the speed comes back, you're facing the wrong way, and something's hitting you. And at that point, it's like, I kind of wonder if that's why it's so easy, because I kind of wonder if the developers artificially lowered the difficulty because they couldn't fix all that stuff. Like they just went, let's just make the enemies do less damage. Because there were times when I got hit by something huge with like a tree trunk or something. I thought, well, that's going to kill me if it hits me. And it would shave off the tiniest amount of health. And I'd just think, oh, fuck it. My little rat rabbit was like a Terminator. Nothing could stop. He was just, I waded through everything. Even the bosses, there's one. Because so you've got these, like I said, you've got these four World Eater bosses. And I don't want to get into too much because there's people who still haven't played it. But they're like the main bosses. And that's what drives the story. Apart from one of those, not one of them gave me any trouble. And the one that did only gave me trouble because the mechanics were so infuriating that that actually frustrated me more than anything until I just sort of fluked my way through it. But yeah, it's just a shame. They spent so much on the trailers making the combat look really cool. They had all these slow motion things, and I think if you looked at Twitter leading up to launch and when people were discussing this game, that was what everyone was talking about. The combat looks so good, it looks so fluid, it looks so, and it should have been, and it could have been, but there was the problem with it is there's no feedback. Doesn't matter what weapon you're using, doesn't matter what, whether you've got the hammer or the little thing, you don't feel like you're hitting anything.
And things like the goat, like we're showing it on the screen now for those watching, the mount stuff, it's like, again, they tried to do the Breath of the Wild thing, but all you do is you pick up an item, you walk up to the gnote, give it to it, and it's your mount now. And I found it to be slower than walking.
Yeah, well, that's because again they've picked a mount. Like, there's so many mounts in this game. Like, and you've got like a giant mechanical hand as a mount, and then there's a mount that flies, and there's a submarine, and there's a boat. But the mounted animals, like the gnote, there's like 10 of them or something, and they get progressively faster. And it's but then it's like, but what's the point? Like, why not just make the mount worth having in the first place? Because I just ran everywhere.
Give him a stamina bar instead of.
I think they tried very, very hard, and I don't think they failed.
I agree.
But I think that they maybe should have shaved some of the stuff off so that they could focus. Like, I think if they'd have taken some of the stuff out of the world, like, fuck me, how many collectibles does one game need? Like, I don't even know how many there are. I think there's something like in the region of 70 of these old world things. And when I found the first one, I thought, this is quite cute. Like, because they call it a fry sparker, and it's a microwave. And then, like, a little bit later, you find, like, a... a flush stool, which is a toilet, and it's like you imagine that these new creatures.
I'm getting annoyed just hearing you say it now. Like...
exactly. And I thought, oh, this is okay. So, and they all have a little puzzle attached. And then you go through. And at 25 hours, I walked into a building and found a new one that I hadn't fucking seen yet. And I thought, guys, just dial it back a little bit.
It's not a replacement for... And that's my worry with it.
Yeah. And so and my review was full of that. You know, it was
It was.
It was too much of a muchness. And I felt overwhelmed a lot with a game that should have been really quite simple. And I think they could have streamlined an awful lot and got a lot more positive feedback from people.
There's a comment in our live chat here from Phil Tindall who says he got sick of the onomatopoeia battle wording very quickly, especially when the game tells you kapow, but there is actually a total lack of that feeling in the controller. And that is a really good point. Like, you know, you've got the click.
Maybe I've been spoiled already by the PS5, but I want to feel something when it's telling me the gun's empty. I couldn't tell I'd run out of ammo.
That is something that, could happen. Like, it could click on the PS5 haptics. But that, to be fair, it's not a next-gen game. It is a current old-gen game, I guess, at this point. Like I say, it's not loathsome. It's actually got quite a lot of heart.
I do like it.
You do like it. And I don't. And I wish I did. Like, I really wish I did.
There's a difference between me really liking something and recommending it to other people, though. Like, I wouldn't say to anybody, run out and buy this game. But if someone said, I'm into open world RPGs and I want something a bit more laid back and cute. Something I mean, like different. My kids would probably love it. I think my lad, who's like 10 years old and he's played Breath of the Wild and Phoenix Rising. I think he'd love it if he sat and played it. He hasn't had a chance yet. So, I wouldn't say rush out and get it, guys.
No, that's what the score's there for, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Let's change tack then. We've done some Biomutant chat. Chris Hyde, how are you, mate? You're right. You sat there patiently. I'll grant you that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really undecided about Biomutant, so I was just listening to try and get more of a flavour. So yeah, I have been sitting here patiently. What have I been playing? I have had a bash, and that sounds wrong because I was doing it with you.
On
Knockout City. But it doesn't get any better when you say on Knockout City.
So you've had a bash.
Which not only sounds like you're knocking one out, but abbreviated.
You knocked one out with Adam.
Hang on, before we go any further on that, can I just point out that the abbreviation is not something I came up with? EA use that abbreviation, and the reason I know that is because in the assets and stuff that they send over for sort of previews and reviews, they are literally, that's how they were labeled, KOC dash and then whatever and dates.
So you literally were having a bash on cock with Adam.
With Adam, yeah.
He was having a bash off just...
and cock, can I just say, is better with... mates,
friends,
yeah.
I think they know what they're doing.
It's called Knockout City. Of course they do.
They could have just called it Dodgeball City, and it would have had. Do you know what? That's a better name.
Dodge Brawl. They keep talking about.
They could have called
that.
It Dodge Brawl. They could have called it. Beat your friends' faces in with dodgeballs, and it would still be a better name. But let's talk about the actual video game.
Knockout. Yeah. So. Obviously not. So
there's no wanking in it, obviously.
There's no wanking in it?
No.
Oh, because I haven't played it. So I kind of had my hopes up that that's what the game was about. Is that just throwing balls at each other?
And that's not a metaphor. Like, you're not throwing your balls at someone.
You take your ball in your hand and you empty it in your friend's face. That's what this game is, right?
And then you try and get clever with like trick shots and everything else, you know, and up the ante.
I'm just going to put the game footage on screen and hope that distracts us.
Knockout, even when I say Knockout City now, right, okay. So Knockout City, so it's dodgeball.
When you're playing with your cock.
When you're playing, right, so... It is important, though. What I will say, as much as I'm taking the mick out of it, this game is infinitely better with friends on chat. That this is, I will almost guarantee I won't be playing this game with randoms, not on mic.
Oh God, no! Because
this is very much, it's a 3-on-3 dodgeball game essentially, and if you don't work as a team, you've lost. The games are so fast-paced. If you're not working tactfully saying, they're over, you know, they're over there or whatever, and kind of calling out for teammates, you are, you know, if you're three lone wolves, you're going to get torn to pieces. So very much straight away, you know, you need to at least have two in it. When me and Adam were playing just two and with a random, it was all right. But then we played with Steve from our Patreon Discord, and we were a threesome. Jesus. And it was infinitely better because we're all chatting, saying, oh, no, I'm, they're over there, you know, go now, where are you, all that kind of stuff. It's much better because the rounds are, the ones we were playing were kind of best of three, and it's literally first to 10 points, and you get a point if you basically knock someone out. I can't even take this seriously. So
that can happen, filth on the pond.
It can happen very quickly. Like, you can get
the pods that are the problem.
Yeah, you can get knocked out very quickly. So that score of 10 points can rattle up really quite quick. So if you're not working together,
can you rattle?
You can rattle the points out.
Rattle the points. Make oh god, I'll get through this. It's fine.
We're with you. We've got your back. Doors.
In, right up them. So, lost my train of thought completely now. So,
right up was completely unprompted. Then,
yeah. So,
one made you say that.
Working here made me say that. It's like our motto. What was I saying? Right.
Talking about rattling. I don't know.
About rattling at points. Right. Okay. Let's take a step back. So
you and Adam were wanking. I presume
together.
Chris was there.
Yeah. No.
We haven't done this with Chris. We need to invite him in.
I've played with Chris.
Yeah.
Anyway. I never play with both Chris's at the same time.
No. One Chris is enough.
It's a confusing mess.
Wow, I have completely broken this. Right, back to seriousness. So dodgeball. So, like I say, the games are quite fast paced,
but not too fast paced.
Not too. No, but
you don't want to finish too soon.
No. I thought we got. Oh, Jesus, I thought we got two sentences then of serious game chat, and we went straight back to wanking.
And you want more?
But more than two.
Okay,
yeah.
Try for three. Oh.
Whoa. It's not what people pay for, Christopher.
No, it's not. Adam, ask a question, just please.
Okay, how big's your enjoyment of the game? You meant the other Adam, but I wasn't going to allow.
Adam Carroll, ask a sensible non-Jews related question.
Christopher Hyde.
Yes.
Is this an enjoyable game overall?
It is.
Is it original?
Yes. So there's a tutorial section at the start, which basically talks through the general kind of movement, obviously the throwing of the dodgeballs, but also then it's kind of got five stages. So it starts with a basic movement, but then you go up into you can get different types, like special balls to throw. There's one special ball for each like map. So it talks through those, and it also talks through things like, you can pass to other people. You can obviously catch the ball to stop yourself getting hit, or you can do trick shots as well. So you can kind of throw around corners and things like that. So it's a pretty simple tutorial section, but it does take you through kind of in quite a decent way. I felt like when we started playing, I was like, okay, I'm understanding what I need to do. So it's not overly long, but it does give you all what you need to know to go in. Oh, Jesus. I'm not even trying anymore.
It's not. No, that's what made that so beautiful. It's not overly long, but
it's everything you need.
That was absolutely majestic. How have we not won awards?
I know.
How have we not won awards? Because you didn't mean that. I know you. You did not mean that.
I'm really worried what the title of this podcast is going to be. Like, there's so many options now already. Because you feel like, because you feel like you're well equipped, you've gone through a list of chores. You go in,
thank God, Chris, into these games.
It is fun because you feel like once you've found your feet a little bit, you play a few games, you get into a rhythm, like I say, talking with your mates, and it is really enjoyable. And you'll find yourself going again and again and again, wanting to play another game, because they're quite quick and. It feels tight then, but that's not a good thing to say. It feels responsive. The game does feel responsive, and it needs to because of how quick it is. So yeah, it is frantic, but it is fun. But it's certainly not a game that I would want to play, like I say, with randoms. It's something you want to keep playing with mates.
I know it's early days in the game, obviously, but like longevity wise, what can you see in terms of its creativity and stuff?
They're doing different modes each week.
They're also adding maps.
And they'll also be adding maps. Yeah. I imagine there'll be seasons and things going on.
Is that stuff free? Because I know there was a bit of controversy because don't they charge for like skins or something?
It's Fortnite model. There's a battle pass system. It's not,
but it's not a free game, right? It's not free.
No, the game itself isn't free.
It's in Game Pass.
No, I don't. I'm not banging the drum.
It's in Game Pass. It's in EA Play, so you can get it for free if you're an EA Play member on PlayStation or PC.
Yeah.
It's also, it's probably gone now. There was a 10-day free trial.
Expired,
Block Party, they call it. But Chris and I attended a presentation before playing the game, and I can't say for absolute certain this game's definitely there for the long haul. I can only say that I find it so much like watching the footage. I was like, God, I really need to play this. I need this right now. Mm. It's so sad. It's the best thing. I think I said it last week. The best thing about it for me is that there's not a single match where you play where you don't feel like your blood's really pumping. It gives you that kind of
you know when you
defeat a Souls boss and like when you know when it's got like an inch of health left and you're like you can like it is like nothing else. you know the feeling. This every single match, even if it's just round one or that's two or three, I feel that kind of. And playing with friends, but they again, I can't say for sure they definitely will do this, but they have said they're going to support it with maps. I can't remember what else they said. I think they might have even said, because there's different ball types. If they
release the content for it, like
this is definitely
it could have the potential for seriously good matches.
I think this has got the potential to be
like Rocket League.
Rocket League is bang on. This has got that potential. Yeah. This has got that potential, but times are different. It's harder now. Rocket League hit at a point where that sort of thing didn't happen. Fortnite did the same. This might mean something to you, but this is actually the developer's first kind of original game. But their game before this was actually the Mario Kart Home Circuit. So they actually made that. I really like this game's on my list for this year.
Yeah,
already it is so much fun.
Yeah, it's
cool.
I mean, Adam's right. Like that feeling when you nail a trick shot around a corner and the guy didn't see it coming, and you're just like. You knock them out, or there's three of them surrounding you, and you manage to take them all down because you caught their throw.
I think that's the best feeling for me is that curve shot when they're running away from you and you've seen them, but they've just gone round the bend. Curve it and it goes round, and then you just hear.
And you really like when you play something like that, it does.
Or you're playing as a team, and then like Adam will throw an arrow, and it will take because you've got two. Health, you've got like two bits of health. Two hearts, if you like. So you get hit once, then you get hit twice, then you're out and you lose a point for the other team get a point, right? So if like one of you just manages to hit one, then one of you just follow straight after while they're even recovering and they're just out. And you're like, yeah, get in. That was decent, like as a team. It is a really good feeling.
I think you'd both really like this.
Yeah.
This is one of those games.
I do. I'd like to play it with you guys, I think.
Definitely.
For sure.
I've been nagging my kids to get hold of it, right? Because that's how much I believe this is going to be. Not like the next Rocket League or the next Fortnite, but I do think this is going to be fairly big if pushed.
I might grab
it
from Game Pass, actually.
I just think
it's cross-play, by the way, as well. Completely cross-play. And voice chat and everything.
I can't imagine you two playing it and going, this is dull. I think it would be more a case of you guys going, I just never got around to it. Or like no one was on to play with, so I didn't bother. Like it won't be I played it and I'm like, crap. Like that won't happen. It's such a good fun.
I haven't really seen anybody say they don't like
it.
I've not seen a lot of people that have been.
There's a couple of things.
I'm not saying people have said it's perfect, but I haven't seen many people like
that's fair.
Ripping it to shreds sometimes happens with these titles.
The only criticism,
especially EA.
Yeah, the only criticism I have is that some of the kind of animations and stuff are a bit drawn out, which. Kind of, it's like when you start the game, there's like it kind of showcases the two teams.
Team composition showcase.
Yeah. And you all come in and you've all got an animation to start, like you jump in and you've got this animation. It does it twice, it's two teams, but you can't skip it and you can't vote to skip it. So every single time you're looking through these animations of these two teams. It's interesting because the reason why it annoys me is because I want to get into the action because I love that bit so much. Yes. So it's almost like a complaint because I'm really enjoying the game. But I do feel like a quick sort of, like you have on FIFA, just vote to skip. If everyone in both teams goes, I want to skip that.
That might work. The only issue I think they'd have with that is that they are literally selling cosmetics. And it's got victory pose.
That's what a lot of it is. Because they added that stuff to Destiny too when they started doing all the cosmetics. But they want you to see what people are showing off.
Yeah, but if they put the option to vote to skip, and you all... then fair play, I think. If no one wants
if someone just goes, I don't care what other people see me, then, you know... Because some people are like, no, I want you to see my crazy emote that I've earned, but, you know...
Yeah, I think the respawn timer could be ever so slightly shorter too.
Yeah, because the games are quite quick and it's obviously first to 10. And then when you die, it's like counts down until you respawn back in and you're like, come on, I need to get back into the action. I've just died like an idiot. Come on, I need to get back
in. It's so fun when you're playing it.
The amount of times Adam's gone, where is everyone? We're like, we just died. I'm really sorry. Yeah. We're still respawning. Gone. You think we've just gone off somewhere. Me and Steve just gone off for a quickie or something, but like it's like no, we just died and it takes a good few seconds for you to respawn and then go over to the area of the map that you were in, but they're minor complaints and it's only because you want to get back into the action.
Absolutely.
That's so fun. So really good, and you guys should try it. We should have a threesome.
What they'll do as well. I think they'll add bigger and smaller maps because there is a 1v1 mode. I think eventually they'll add like 5v5s and they'll make big team stuff. And I hope they can build out on this. I really do. I'm not done with this game at all by any stretch. What else have you been up to, Chris?
So I tried the demo of Scarlet Nexus. So you guys were talking about this week and last week, and I just hadn't got to it yet. So I tried that. And it is phenomenal. Like I have to say,
I have it downloaded. I just haven't had a chance.
You need to. It's only an hour, if that. I want to say. It's basically just a tutorial, an opening level, and then a boss at the end. But Adam, this guy, I couldn't think of a game that's more up your street. It's like Astral Train meets DMC. It's so the combat is so fluid.
I've got an Astral Chain vibe from a lot of the trailers a lot of the stuff I've seen.
Very much.
Because that's what I thought I was seeing by the same developer or something. I mean, I really like Astral Chain, but that's what got my attention.
The one thing I found when I was playing it, which isn't really a criticism at all, but it was like, you can tell it's part of the game. It's not just a kind of crafted demo because there's so many things it hints at but doesn't deal with because they're part of the main game that doesn't want to show you yet. Like the, the kind of relationships between characters and things like that, which never really kind of get explored in the demo because it's only an hour. There's only so much you can do.
So Chris played that for obviously more of it for the preview.
Yeah.
And it does sound quite Persona-y in that you progress relationships, which unlocks more skills in battle. I'm trying not to think about this game.
I know, and I will say, because you can play as two different characters in the demo. So you can play as a man or a woman, and they have different skills. I've only played it as the man, and the only reason why I didn't jump straight back in is because I don't want any more of this game spoiled to me. I wanted to jump straight back in. I was like, no, I don't want to. I want to stop now, and I just want this game because it's only a few weeks away now. I want to say,
I believe it's June. Yeah, yeah.
Is it story driven? Is it a character? Is it a created character or is it a set?
No, it's designated it's character from what I can gather. But yeah, it's very much story led.
Well, I know like Astral Chain, you could sort of, like you had the brother or the sister, didn't you? But you could pick which one you played.
It's very
as
Astral Chain. It really is, even down to the sort of visual style. But it's also like they've thrown but they've thrown in like PsyOps, basically, which I've been waiting for a game to.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like PsyOps is a game that I don't get why more games aren't like that. Like mental power abilities like that. Like you're seeing it on screen. It looks perhaps more complicated than it is. You are just like you can combo it all up.
It's so interesting because like when obviously I was you guys were talking about it last week and I was looking at the footages where you were talking about it live and I was just like, there's a lot going on. Like, how is that going to work? How am I going to? It is so intuitive and the combos that it lets you do. It tutorializes it really well, and you just end up flowing And it's really well done. And it's interesting what you said around the kind of the slow-mo bit on Biomutant. And you mentioned it last week, Adam, about Scarlet Nexus. You can press left trigger at certain points and do a finishing move, and it never gets old. It's not too long. It's like, I don't know, a couple of seconds. It's quick. But it just so when you've done a rig combo and then you finish and move someone, it's just so satisfying.
It's
just
so stylish too.
Yeah,
desperate to play this game. I think this is a game that probably will get like very high scores, but also I suspect probably some quite low to middling ones. But it's one of those games, it's either for you or it isn't. You know, I'd like these are the sort of games we like.
I think it's like the Nier Astral Chain at DMC. Like, you know, once the combat is nailed and it feels amazing, then it's going to be a hit really in that department.
Just, I'm sorry, there's, I don't get like, okay, yeah, it's not for you, but you can like, you're chucking like, I don't know.
Buses
and shit at people. Yeah. And it's just a bit like, it's almost like the whole Yakuza thing where you just pick up stuff and start like twatting people. But there's this thing where, yeah, you've got this telekinesis where you can just chuck stuff at people. But then there's like special versions of it where you literally can just keep hitting them over and over again.
Yeah, and there's like quick time events as well, isn't there? Where you like, they're different. So that even that's different. It's not like every single time, all right. A and then B. It's different, so it keeps it interesting.
So I was really impressed with it. The level of depth to it, I bet I've only scratched the surface of what it actually offers.
But also, on top of that, man, like the thing that I've been thinking about this game a lot is that we don't get many of these. I keep saying this, like the DMCs, the Bayonettas. It's kind of nice that one's coming out that's going to be on like Series X and PS5, and we're going to get like a nice high frame rate one of these. Because as much as I desperately want to play Bayonetta 3, and we all do, I'm sure, we also know that game is not going to run like at 4K 60 on Switch. It's just not. No. And less rumors to believe about this
Switch
new Switch, but then even then, you know, I don't know, the game's been in development a while. It's jumped from a game that I was like keeping an eye on, but more as kind of editor in chief of God is a Geek was like, that looks like a game we should cover. It's Bandai Namco. Like I said to Chris, I had the big Code Vein vibe off of it from the trailers, and I was so wrong. Mm. And now having played the demo, I'm like, oh god, this could be
What is with these games, though, and the dog shit titles that they have?
It's not.
Yeah, the title's not great. The
titles of them are so poor. Like Scarlet Nexus sounds like a fucking, I don't know, like a some sort of hard drive or something. Or I don't know. It's just not great, is it? Like, they're just weird with those names. No, but anyway, that's besides the point. The gameplay is amazing.
You need to go on it, mate. You will enjoy it. You will love it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Where is the demo of Scarlet Nexus? Phil Tindall is asking in the chat. Is it a private press demo? I couldn't find it on PSN or Xbox. It's only on Xbox at the moment.
Xbox. I
don't know if it's coming to PS5, the demo, but it's definitely on Xbox. I just searched it.
Yeah, I just searched
it. If you search for it,
at the time we're live, it's only an Xbox demo. But I think it's coming. I don't know. I'm not sure. Normally at this point, I would throw to Adam Carroll and say, hey, Ads, what you been playing? Instead, I'm going to say, hey, Ads, have you seen this breaking news? Because as we're live today, we've picked either the best or worst possible time to do a live podcast because there is I've forgotten the name of the game. Man of Medan.
House of Ashes.
House of Ashes was broken. There is the Sonic reveal that's happening while we're here, which I've got the information of. There's later tonight the Horizon stuff. There's Dying Light. They sent that. Actually, I've still got it here. Still got it on the floor. There you go.
There you go.
Stay Human. The fancy. Hang on. if Nick could do that in front of that green screen, it would be so useful. Just like do a YouTube shocked face, Mick. That'd be really useful. There you go, beautiful. But the Sonic stuff, has anyone seen it or not yet?
No.
So Adam Carroll, I'll ask you what you think.
I have a blind spot for Sonic stuff.
Well,
I just don't even see Sonic.
I'll give Adam a hint as to what it is. Mick, would you say that it was a colorblind spot?
Yes.
Adam, what do you think this big Sonic stream's about? What do you think they've revealed?
They're basically never going to have a voice actor for Sonic again. He's never going to speak.
And
it's going to do us all the world of good.
Sonic Colors Ultimate coming
Sonic
September.
Colors.
Yeah. The big news.
What is this?
September the 7th is Sonic Colors, that game that was on... Shit, what was it on? Was it 3DS? I can't remember.
Oh, my
system.
God. That now one. I remember. Oh yeah.
So Sonic Colors Ultimate is an upgrade of the iconic 2010 platformer developed by Blind Squirrel, who just worked on the Mass Effect Legendary stuff. Yeah, it's coming to PS4, Xbox One, Switch, digital only on PC, and you can get an exclusive Baby Sonic keychain if you pre-order limited time. September the 7th, $39.99. I believe it was one of the better ones.
What do people want on the
They've also announced... Well, they haven't announced. They've also shown a clip of the next Sonic. Like, the big one. No.
Movie.
The game that's coming in 2022. Oh, no. It's Sonic Team. It's coming to PS5 and Xbox One, but it's kind of just a teaser. So
I feel like Sonic just struggles so much for years now. I can't get excited ever about anything Sonic except the film. Like, I really like the film.
Sonic really Mania was phenomenal.
Really? Sonic See, I didn't Mania play it because yeah. I've just been so done with Sonic. I can sit and play... Old Sonic, Master System Sonic, quite happily, still could sit and play that game.
That's why Mania was so good, because it was basically like that. And every other Sonic game... Actually, no, incorrect. I do think the racing games, the recent ones, are pretty decent, especially the one that was on Wii U. The first one, All-Stars Transformed.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I'll give you that, actually. Like,
that was really good fun. But like overall, as a Sonic game, it's always just let down by... I don't know, many things.
I think it's hard to do speed platforming in 3D. I don't think they've ever nailed it. Unless it's on rails, in which case you take all of the literal control out of it.
What was the last Sonic game that got released on PS Plus? Remember it came out there and...
Sonic Mania.
It was free. It wasn't Mania. It was the other one. It was another, like, fucking... Generations, right?
That was a good game.
And this is the way I just sat there. Goes, all right, Sonic game, let's go. It was a fine game, right? But the problem was, as Chris was just highlighting there, they're too goddamn fast. Like, I can't see what's going on. And he's just getting shot across the fucking levels. And I'm just going around. And it's like, it all looks cool and it runs fine. But overall, it's just like, wow, Sonic is, its balance is a bit weird. Like...
I like the Sonic games, but I like the old ones, so I can't. But I thought Sonic Mania was excellent, not like amazing, but good. And Sonic Generations, I thought was good as well. I'll play this. I think Sonic Colors I didn't play, and I believe it was one of the good ones. So I kind of like, yeah. I mean, if it's one of the good ones, I'll play it. You know, I can't remember. But yeah, there's more. There's a lot of game news coming over the next couple of weeks. Like.
Yeah.
And that's the look of a man who's got spreadsheets open somewhere. Me. let's get into listener correspondence, shall we? Let's stick with this the theme. McPoo on Discord says, my question is, does anyone actually like Sonic the Hedgehog?
I like old Sonic the Hedgehog.
I tell you, I can't dislike Sonic the Hedgehog as a thing, because it's one of those things that you, like, most people, especially gamers our age, hate that shit. But, you know, like, that was like my childhood was Sonic. So like I get the nostalgia shit with Sonic all the time, regardless. Every time I see Sonic, it's like, I remember Sonic. But I like old Sonic. Like I like the original games. I haven't
That's
played
being re-released,
new
by the way.
Sonic.
Sorry, I didn't mention that. They're re-releasing the classics again.
Yeah, see, I'll play them again. But I won't play them because... I'll play them because of the nostalgia. I'll just if I get a chance to play them, I'll sit and play them, and I probably will play each one for a couple of hours, maybe a couple of levels.
Wow. Okay.
And I'll probably move on. But yeah, I can't say I dislike Sonic because it's Sonic. But I haven't been wowed by Sonic for years.
Let's sort this out once and for all. You get to vote yes or no, and it's the official stance on Sonic from God. I'm going to regret this on God as a Geek. Adam Carroll, yes or no? Do you like Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a yes. Chris Hyde?
Yeah.
Mick?
Yeah.
I'll take a shrugged shoulders with a yeah.
Yeah.
Sonic, like, I love it. Those games are great.
like Sonic.
Yeah, those old games are great, and there is potential. But it's just, as we said, there's some.
I think if they nailed an amazing, none of us would be like, oh, I don't give a shit, Sonic. We were like, oh, get in. They've nailed it. I think
Sonic has struggled to make the transition to 3D the way Mario did.
Yeah, and I think they've tried so many different things and so many different, and I think it just lost what we liked about Sonic in the first place, which was just
make movies and 2D platformers.
Yeah, and I'm happy.
And Sonic Spinball too. So. Politica says, as my drive home is around 30 minutes, is it possible to avoid an 8-minute conversation about Cress at the beginning of today's pod?
Done. Oh,
done.
There you go.
We talked about wanking for around 8 minutes instead. So
tangentially, which is, I think, stings into that, isn't he? I don't know. Thomas Case, that's a far better joke than I'm giving credit for there. Thomas K in the live chat says, what happened to Adam Carroll's regular Classic Game Corner feature? And by regular, I mean it was one show 2 months ago and then never again. Now, I'm not going to lie, I have no memory of that whatsoever.
Yeah, Adam just played some random games,
that's
didn't
hilarious.
He?
Hilarious. Like, I played some random Jesus, that's so that's hilarious, because do you know what, 2 nights ago I was talking to a friend about that, because we were talking about those NES emulators, if you want to call them, whatever, and the NES one. My problem is I've just been just moving house constantly all the time, and I just haven't been playing anything but some other game that isn't those ones. Just when I get time to play a game, like, I still have to start all of Mass Effect. Like, all of us.
Tell them about our plans, though. What you're going to, once you've moved in and settled in, what you're going to do, the live streaming thing we talked about, right? Yeah. Full playthrough, start to finish, Leisure Suit Larry. All of them, right?
Listen, I would.
I would genuinely like to see it.
God, I've played some
of them. Like, I'm up for seeing what that guy does.
Slacking.
I do it.
I would like to see it. I genuinely would. I would genuinely like to watch that. I think that would be good entertainment. But yeah, Retro Corner, what are you gonna do? Yeah.
I'm gonna try to play some retro games. Come back and talk about them.
What are you gonna play?
Just old games, I suppose. Yeah,
come on, commit. What are you gonna play?
I don't know. Leisure Suit Larry.
Ninja
BMX Triple X.
BMX Triple X. I forgot about that game.
What a pull.
Make you. Dirty bitch.
Road rash.
I didn't even know where it came from.
Road rash, I was going to say, but...
Road rash, yeah.
There was a time.
That would not be made today.
The abbreviation of there was a time, did you know, is twat.
Yes.
If you didn't, you do now. That's a Guns N' Roses song, isn't it? There was a time.
Is it?
Yeah, it's off the Chinese Democracy, which is twice I've mentioned that this week, which is...
Wow, you really, really... Champion that
Do you
album.
Know what, man? That is not that bad an album. Just saying.
It's not, but it is kind of bad.
You've lost
it
me.
It is kind of bad. It's, in impact.
It's the usual 4 or 5 tracks too long, is what I'll grant you. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, if we've got no more live chat stuff, what can we talk about? Next week, we're probably going to do like an E3 special, pre-E3 special.
Pre-3.
I'm excited.
Pre-3. So we don't know who's going to be on it. Maybe we'll all be on it. Who knows? We'll see. But we're going to discuss. It's weird because there's a lot of pre-E3 stuff coming. This time next week when we record or when we go live, there may be a new Switch that we know about, which does throw an awful lot up in the air.
Yeah.
But the suggestion is that they have to announce it so that the people at E3 can talk about games that are being made for it, third-party-wise. So we'll see about that. But yeah, that's kind of it. You can go to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/godisageek, where for $1 a month you get early access to the audio of this, a second bonus pod twice a month. We've already got one lined up. We're ahead of time. We've got one lined up ready for you. And that's great fun. What else? All the Facebooks and all the Instagrams and the Twitters are just @godisageek. The YouTube, if you're watching on YouTube and you've just sort of happened upon us because of, I don't know, you found us for some reason, have a look at our other stuff. This is the most free-form thing we do. It's just mates chatting. We do our reviews and other stuff as well that you can go and have a look at. And, come join us in the chat next time for the live chat and throw some questions at us. And that would be fun. Chris, Mick, and Adam, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phil Tyndall, for the super chat. That was very, very kind of you. And to everybody else,
nice
we will speak
well.
To you next week or whenever you choose to listen. Bye-bye for now.